You know, sometimes church would be easier if we were all the same. We all like the same music, the same style of preaching, the same budget, the same vision, the same direction, the same values, but that's just not how the church is. I'm standing here in front of the ancient synagogue of Magdala. This is the home of Mary Magdalene, a place in Galilee where Jesus certainly was preaching and teaching the kingdom of God 2,000 years ago. And as I'm walking around these ancient stones, it strikes me what God says about his church and his people. If you ever gone to church, have you noticed that people are kind of different? And I mean different in a lot of ways. They're, you know, different genders, different ages, different races, different personalities, different gifts, different weaknesses, different senses of humor, different political views, different struggles. And yet, what happens when we gather in church? All these different kinds of people come together, and there Jesus shows up. I'm thinking of the synagogue that they built in Magdala, and I'm looking at all these stones. And you can see the stones aren't all the same. They're not like mass-produced bricks that are all the exact same height and width. Instead, they're stones of different shapes and sizes, yet they're built together. And 2,000 years ago, Jesus showed up among these stones. Yeah, that simple fact makes me think of Ephesians chapter 2, where we find these words. In Jesus, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit brings people together like this building. Different stones, we're not all the same, and yet there God lives. He is present among us as we worship. He's working in the hearts of the people who sit to your left and right as you worship in church. And that's such a great reminder for us. You know, sometimes church would be easier if we were all the same. We all like the same music, the same style of preaching, the same budget, the same vision, the same direction, the same values, but that's just not how the church is. That's not how people work. But when you see people in your church that are different than you, I want you to remember these words, that God lives in them too. He's brought them to faith, which is a beautiful thing. He's inspired them to come to church and worship, which is a beautiful thing. And he brings them into your presence so you can love them too, which is a beautiful thing. So when you see people that are a little bit different, or you feel a little bit different in your church, remember these stones. So different, and yet they had this one thing in common. As they were joined together, they all got to overhear the beautiful news from the lips of Jesus himself. That's another incredible message we learn right here at Magdala. Earlier this year, I got to explore Israel. I'm sitting literally in the place where Jesus' feet touched. I saw some amazing places. The old city of Jerusalem, the Garden of Gethsemane, beautiful Nazareth, and the Mount of Beatitudes, Capernaum, on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. And I can't wait to share these video devotions with you. If these messages are a blessing to you and your faith, and you want more, we'd love to make it easy for you. You can just click this button right here to get connection to a YouTube subscription. Or if you want these devotions right into your inbox, you can click right here. YouTube here, email here. Email here, YouTube there. Click both these buttons. We'll give you as much of Jesus as we can because we know that Jesus is all that we need.